back to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network. And welcome back to the program, tech expert Linda Deschamps, the executive director of the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan. Linda, we have talked a lot on previous shows about the dangers of having always connected devices in your home and your business because of their vulnerability to hacking. And it's, of course, always it's hard for any of us to detect if our internet-connected thermostat or a cooking device has been used as a portal to infect our network. But I ran across an article that suggested some ways, it's kind of really, really low-tech steps that you can protect your business and your home. And let me kind of run these by you. The first thing here at the top of the advice is, as much as you can do, really unplug your device so it's not even connected to the internet at all unless you really need to use it.
Well, that sort of takes away the advantage of having a smart device.
Yep,
I mean, I guess it makes sense, but if you're going to do that, why bother having a smart device?
Well, is it helpful? I think we've talked about this in reference to if you suspect that your mobile device, your phone, is infected, that if you power it off, will that potentially clear out some of the worst of the malicious software?
Oh, it won't clear it out, no, but it could stop you from infecting anything else, like anything else that's on your network, or allowing it to spread any further, like within apps that are on your phone or that sort of thing. It could potentially stop it from doing that. And I don't know that it necessarily will. There could actually be viruses and malware that may continue to work even if the phone is off. I'm not sure about that myself, but it certainly would be the first step.
Well, another step here that is suggested in this article is, as you noted, if you turn off your internet-connected device, you kind of eliminate any benefits you're going to get from being connected to the internet. But you can sever the device's pathway to the internet and then power it up. And that might be a way to kind of quarantine it before you clean it up.
Yeah, I think I would find a better way by doing separate networks for, my computer and my cell phone, and then keep all of my smart home devices on a separate network so that they're not likely to be able to be accessed because I'm not providing a gateway. That would be the method that I would employ.
All right, well, that's really good advice. Now, what about resetting the password on the device or your router and so forth? Will that help limit the spread or the bad things that can happen from malware?
Well, it won't stop it once it's started, but certainly you want to make sure when you bring home a smart device, for example, that you don't just use whatever password they put on it at the factory. You want to make sure that you put a custom password on it when you're setting it up. You want to make sure, I would suggest quarterly at least, you want to redo your passwords on everything. So that way you are at least keeping a fighting chance of making sure that people are not hacking into things. You have to employ the same kinds of activities that you would on your computer and your smartphone is take those same kinds of precautions. And that means regularly checking your passwords, making sure that they're up to date, changing them, making sure that you're customizing them as much as you can, that sort of thing.
Well, as you mentioned, it's important to download software patches when they're available, keep your devices up to date. In many cases, of course, for just using as an example, some internet-enabled thermostats, it may not be very clear how or if you can even update the software if there is indeed some kind of security vulnerability.
Well, and that's exactly it. I think that's one of the things that the manufacturers of these devices are going to need to start being a lot more clear when they're selling them, providing instructions within the packages and that sort of thing on, what people can do to make sure that the software is continuously updated, or if they can, and people should be reading that stuff. And if they can't update the software, they should consider potentially not buying that product because, you know, software needs to be continuously updated because people do learn how to hack it. That's the reason you get upgrades. So it's not going to be any different on a smart home device as it is on your cell phone or on your laptop or your desktop. So you definitely have to make sure that you take those precautions. And I would suggest making sure at the point of purchase, you know, what those capabilities are going to be.
My guest today has been Linda Deschamps, the Executive Director of the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan. Well, that wraps up today's edition of Business Next. If you like this show, please remember there's an archive of previous programs that you can listen to anytime at your convenience over your PC or mobile device. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, MW Rogers, that's MWROGERS on Twitter. I'm looking forward to sharing great business growth tips and advice next time on Business Next.